Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, October 9th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Slocog holding its final workshop for Local Roads First Initiative, Celebration of Life to be held for Carolyn Dildine. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board-certified master arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Slocog's final workshop in the North County for the Local Roads First Initiative will be held tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Live Oak Room at Centennial Park. Local Roads First is a half-cent sales tax Slocog is seeking to place on the 2026 ballot to generate revenue for transportation-related needs. The purpose of the workshop is to provide information on the proposed measure and gather feedback on the projects that residents believe matter the most in their community. After this in-person meeting, Slocog will also be holding a Zoom webinar workshop Wednesday, October 15th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Passerville's Main Street Association announced there will be a Celebration of Life held Tuesday, October 14th at 10 a.m. at the Passerville's District Cemetery Rose Chapel for Carolyn Dildine. Carolyn passed away peacefully in her home August 24th. She was born in Los Angeles in 1933, and she graduated from Passerville's High School in 1951. Carolyn has worked at Rasco 5 and Time for 6 years and Bickle Stationery for 13 years. She was an active volunteer for Main Street for over 20 years, helping to set up and organize events and displays. Carolyn is survived by her sons, 5 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. Voting information for November 4th special election by County Clerk Recorder's Office. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Vote-by-mail ballots have been sent out to registered voters throughout San Luis Obispo County for the upcoming special election. On November 4th, voters will decide yes or no on Proposition 50. Prop 50 authorizes temporary changes to congressional district maps through 2030 in California in response to the partisan redistricting in Texas. In this election cycle, voters who choose to use vote-by-mail ballots are encouraged to send their ballots out early. In other elections, ballots are valid as long as they are postmarked on or before Election Day. But for this election cycle, voters are encouraged to send their ballots out prior to October 28th. To vote in person, the county has 45 polling stations, down from about 67 this past 2024 election. County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano also says there is still a slight shortage of poll workers in San Luis Obispo County, with volunteers still needed for the San Miguel and Shandon precincts. Anyone planning to vote in person is encouraged to double-check their assigned poll locations prior to November 4th. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be one-way traffic control for a section of Highway 1. The section will be near Pass Robles Street in Oceano, starting Monday, October 13th, and lasting through Friday, October 17th. Reversing one-way traffic control will be in effect from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, with delays expected not to exceed 10 minutes. Caltrans says this is for the replacement of a fiber optic cable. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the division series yesterday, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-2, winning their series 3-1. The Cubs over the Brewers 4-3, the Phillies over the Dodgers 8-2, the Tigers over the Mariners 9-3. Today, the Phillies will face the Dodgers, and the Cubs will go against the Brewers. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:12. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news just hours after a Florida man was arrested for allegedly starting one of the deadliest wildfires in state history. Governor Newsom criticizing President Trump for refusing to provide Los Angeles with additional fire assistance.
The President of the United States and Congress has refused to provide support to those that have been victimized by this arsonist.
In June, Trump said that our state's approach to immigration would likely mean federal money would not arrive anytime soon. Meanwhile, a new after-action report details the mistakes that were made during the devastating Palisades fire. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass listing a few.
There was an entire shift that was sent home that should have stayed on. There were fire engines that didn't have the personnel to run them.
Earlier this year, Bass dismissed the fire chief who accused the mayor of looking for a scapegoat. The investigation continues after four people are found dead in a San Francisco home. Two of them are children. I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:15. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Leadership Farm Bureau, a cohort of 8 agricultural professionals developing leadership skills through a program run by the California Farm Bureau, traveled last month to Arkansas and Tennessee to learn from farmers and ranchers in a different part of the country. The tour included visits to fish, cotton and peanut farms, a cattle ranch, and a cotton gin, and the Port of Memphis, which is one of the largest inland ports in the U.S. The 3-day trip also allowed us to see how Farm Bureau plays a critical role in making a positive impact in our industry. Whether through outreach, financing, or advocacy, Leadership Farm Bureau class members Therilyn Gill of Sutter County and John Tamayo of Imperial County wrote in an Ag Alert article. These experiences inspired us to return to the Golden State and be even stronger advocates for California farmers and ranchers, they said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city seeds speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. Thursday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy on Monday, clouds on Tuesday with an 85% chance of showers early, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday next week. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s Monday, low 60s Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, 69 a week from today. Currently it is 43 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slo Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at SloHolidayLights.com.
Get ready for the second annual Pioneer Games Saturday, October 11th, 3 o'clock at the Paso Robles Event Center. You'll be entertained and amazed as you watch the hay stealing, potato stabbing, women's trailer backing, as well as bail wagon race, hay hurdle, tractor race, tug of war, tractor keyhole, and lots more events. It's fun for the entire family. That's October 11th, 3 o'clock at the Paso Robles Event Center for the second annual Pioneer Games. Go to PassRoblesPioneerDay.org.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in October and November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Fed's Community Bank Conference is underway in Washington, D.C., where Fed Chair Jerome Powell delivered a pre-recorded message.
Community banks play a vital role in the U.S. financial system because they have strong links to the people and businesses they serve and direct knowledge of local economic conditions.
Powell apologizing for not being there in person because he's traveling. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's opening an investigation into 2.88 million Tesla vehicles equipped with its full self-driving system because of traffic safety violations. The agency says it has reports of Tesla vehicles driving through red traffic lights and driving against the proper direction of travel during lane changes while using the system. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Closeouts will save you lots of money, says Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I still have a few of my closeouts left. If you're looking for a Cal King or an Eastern King, and I got a couple queens left as well, I got closeouts on major brands, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and they're all on sale. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white. They also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can also text 238-KPRL as we're set and ready to go here on the Thursday edition on The Right Choice. Really, we are. If I hit this right button,
boom,
there
boom,
you go.
Boom, boom.
Morning Exchange, what my real name is, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off, Eric's in for Karen. He'll have on Evan Moppet. They're going to be discussing a lot of the local ag issues, which, of course, is extremely important. So enjoy that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Some texts that came in a little bit after the show or near the end, then let's see here. This has to do with some issues here in Paso Robles, and this has to do with one of our favorite subjects, and that's people's driving habits. 100% agree, 90% of the lights I'm at, someone runs a red light. Sometimes two people run it. I think one of the, well, I'm not excusing it, but I think one of the issues is because they're, in some cases, they're not timed very well. For one reason or another, and they're not consistent where, you know, you may have some traffic and only two cars get through and then it turns yellow. Then, of course, you have the people that are screwing around while they're waiting for the light, and they then, you know, the person behind gets ticked off and they go through anyway because they don't want to wait through another light. But that's one of them. The other is just people are in a hurry to go nowhere. I've also seen our local PD in the fog with no lights on. Also, not using turn signals. Well, I notice the turn signals a lot with the local police. All right, so those just are a couple of things on the text this morning here on The Right Choice KPRL. Also, I'm guessing that most of you received the pamphlets in the mail regarding Prop 50, and we got ours yesterday, and I looked at the no on Prop 50 that was discussed, I think, in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday. Not impressed with it at all. Not impressed with it at all. I, you know, looked at it and, I mean, I'm going to vote no on it, but I just go, man, can't, I don't know what's wrong. I didn't see any real definite explanation. Maybe I missed it, but no definite explanation on why you should vote no. I mean, there were a couple of things with people with pictures on it. And matter of fact, one said, well, we should vote no because this is costing too much. It's already cost too much. It's already going through. They're already going to spend the $280 million. So I don't know why that was on there. But it didn't really explain, at least as far as I could tell, the why this is really happening and the ramifications of it. So if I missed something on that, and if you've received it, let me know what you think. Probably different than mine, but that's okay. Maybe you can convince me that it's a good pamphlet, but I don't think it is. I think it's lazy looking. But again, I tend to be a little bit more critical on that because I'm looking for certain things. I want direct and to the point. Direct and to the point and explain to the people what they're doing because, as we've mentioned several times, this is not a, you know, a big-time issue where people know a lot about it, or they may not even care about it either, because it's not, you know, one of the juicy things that we, you know, everybody has an opinion or at least some kind of knowledge on it. So, anyway, just that. your governor is, he's doing something. He signed a new bill to prevent sex abuse in schools. Now, the law requires information intended to stop teachers facing credible accusations of abuse from quitting and getting rehired at other schools, potentially abusing more children, which has happened. And the increase in the number of reports of sexual abuse in school, particularly among teachers, has gone up in the last few years. There's no indication of why, but that has been happening. And there's been also some moves by, I believe it's John Laird, our representative, to the floodgates of lawsuits that have, by the way, this has cost California schools more than $3 billion, and it has brought some of the districts on the brink of insolvency, which many of them are any without this. And the large payouts inspired other bills this year, which would have provided some relief for the school district faced with the lawsuits over decades-old abuse claims, while still allowing victims to be compensated. And again, this was SB 577. Yes, it was sponsored by John Laird. The bill didn't cap settlements or attorney fees, but it called for a statute of limitations on older incidents and would have made it easier for schools to issue bonds to pay settlements, which in California have mostly ranged from $5 to $10 million. I wonder if he would like to put that same thing on the churches that have been paying out quite a bit of money going back decades. So anyway, but Laird said he is going to bring that back. He will be bringing that back to the state. So just a couple of things here this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. You know, regarding Prop 50 and just California in general, that according to something I got a hold of this morning, that California is experiencing a redshift where local Democrats be becoming Republicans or even independent. And what does it have to do with? Well, two things. Two things primarily that people are changing, or at least shifting for a time, from Democrats to mostly Republicans, and then, as I mentioned, some independents. And that is immigration issue and crime. Imagine that. We've had to wait how many years for people to hopefully see the light and say, gee, we have a problem here, when many of us knew from the beginning what they were, the Democrats were doing, we're going to be major problems in the state, and has become. And but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I'm listening to you talk about Prop 50, and the people in the state and in this area have never had a more important bill to vote no on, ever. This is an attempt to politicize the election process in favor of somebody who's going to try to run for president. Our governor has clearly lost some of his marbles. There's not much question. This stuff is nuts. And if we get involved in it, what we need to do is say no. No, no, and no. We have a lot of issues in this state, for example, being flat broke, that have to be resolved before we have to claim bankruptcy. So here we are. We're going to change all this districting, which we went out of our way to vote a commission for some years ago. State constitutional amendment, if I remember correctly. And we have a citizens committee to set these districts so this wouldn't happen. That's why you have districts.
Well, this goes back, you know, we can, if you go to when Caps, remember they changed the district after, well, he passed away, but then Nurse Ratched took over. But then they changed the district, and the same thing with McCarthy.
Yeah, they got rid of the ribbon of shame down along the coast where, yeah, at high tide, her district was underwater. So that's been going on for quite some time. Districting is redistricting is nothing new, except that the people have said they want it to be more difficult and more citizen-oriented. And they put a constitutional amendment in, which you are in the process of voting out if you vote yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a redistricting committee. Those districts have been drawn semi-accurately, at least, as best as can be resolved with population and so forth. And now what they want to do, the governor, for political purposes, wants to spend money he doesn't have to hold an election process for the same question that the citizens have already resolved. that's where you are with Prop 50. And no one's really saying that. I don't understand why, but that is what's happening. And I'm certainly going to vote with you. No.
Did you get on
50.
Did you get the mailer?
Yes, I got it.
What did you think of it?
I didn't think it was very strong at all.
No, I'd looked at it twice and said, what the heck, what is this?
Well, you know, you have a problem when you have an issue like this, because politicians like Gavin Newsom already have a forum. When they open their mouth, there's somebody sticking a microphone in it. That's the difference. And they have the ability to do stuff like this. The Democrats are going to run out of gas in California because they've run out of money. They don't have the money to do the number of things that they've already passed to reach in your pocket to pay for. And they have nothing to do with you as a citizen trying to live your life out in California.
Well, okay, so let's take it to the local level on the story here today with Slocog. Why does Slocog need more money?
They don't. Slocog should have been dissolved years ago. We've grown Slocog into a good idea, into a total organization who has the ability to advocate for more tax money out of our pocket for something that's already being paid for, the roads. But the money's been misappropriated somewhere in the state.
Well, it's been misappropriated here, because remember the priority change from when Debbie and her board were, you know, in charge, but they had the majority. That was number one. Boom. Gibson and his clowns come in. They move the homeless to one and roads down to number six.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm always concerned about people's memory regarding this thing, because Slocog is probably going to paint, you know, the end of the world scenario tonight.
Yes. And it doesn't exist. The end of the world scenario is not true. Slocog is an organization, just in case you don't recall, it was developed and placed into existence many years ago for the redistribution or the distribution of state funds, state highway funds. And that's been completely out of control. I mean, we're spending highway funds on Bob Jones Trail, you know, stuff like that. That's where Slocog's now. That's what we're doing. And they're trying to stay alive. They need to be done away with. The organization needs to be closed down. It's of no value to the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. Who are paying for it? Yes, I said all that. So they can beat up on me all they want, but it's the truth of the matter. Slocog is no longer a viable organization. And they're trying to stay that way by taxing you another half cent. So the bottom line here is, Slocog, we could make some money in this county by doing away with the expense to have Slocog. It stands for the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments. That's what it is. Seven cities and the county. So the bottom line here is, vote no on 50.
Well,
there's nothing to be gained for anybody here to vote yes on 50. Nothing.
Again, let's put this in perspective, because I have some numbers here. The median salary for the private sector in San Luis is $64,000. County employees, $130,000.
I don't doubt it.
Okay, think about that.
Plus benefits.
Plus benefits. And if you dig into it more and more, and you know this, that the solvency or the liability costs here in this county and the state are phenomenal. They are dangerously high.
And, yes.
I mean, we know, you know here in the county, that this 25-26 fiscal year, we have faced a projected deficit of $38 million, and if this continues by 2029, it goes out to $67 million. But yeah, we keep
deficit spending.
Right, and we keep increasing the pay for these employees. Now, again, when is the general public going to start pounding the table?
I don't know. I don't know how long it takes for people to wake up.
And again, this is repetitive, but because we hear it, that's why it has to be repetitive. I don't want to hear, well, if we don't pay decent money, we're not going to get good people. You're not managing it with the people, the salaries you're paying now.
That's correct. And it's time for people to start thinking this way, just like they think about their own personal budget. They don't have one. They're probably going to be in financial doo-doo before it's over. You got to have a budget. And we have them, and we exceed them all the time. We spend more money because of credit than we have coming in. The state can't survive that way. None of them can. The county can't survive to keep doing that. Eventually, as you point out, even Dates, how long it's going to take to run out of money and be bankrupt. Because you're there now. The two largest pension funds, two of the largest in the world, are broke. And so is the budget. The state budget's underwater. It's deficit spending. And yet this little boy that's been running it, and that's what he is, has seemed to have lost his mind. I've been watching him on television. It's difficult to do because I think he's lost it. I truly do. He's not making sense at all. And if you want to turn this place into a communist regime, I guess that's where we're going to head. Because if you keep voting for this stuff that people like Gavin Newsom bring to you for political purposes, and exclusively for political purposes, the people spoke. They said they want a citizens' commission to draw these districts fairly.
Well,
not politically.
That's again, I said I looked at the no two times, maybe a third time. I didn't see anything mentioned there on this citizens' committee.
No, but it's a fact.
I know, but that I think that may resonate with people saying, oh, so the citizens now have some power in this, not the politicians.
Let me put it to you exactly the way it is. Gavin Newsom is trying to negate your vote. If you voted for this citizens' committee, which I did, it's a state constitutional amendment, and now he wants to reverse that. You have to have a vote of the people to reverse it because the people put it in place. So the people have actually spoken in California about this subject. They want it drawn by a citizens' committee. Gavin Newsom is using the election process, which, by the way, thank you for delineating how much that's costing by itself, the election process, to put Prop 50 on the ballot. For what? To redraw districts in favor of one party? And because we have that much party registration indifference, they figure they can get away with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Nothing short of it. Nothing. Gavin Newsom can't answer those questions if he answers truthfully. Of course, we know he doesn't know how to tell the truth.
Well, he doesn't have to answer it correctly because the media is not going to follow up.
That's correct.
So he and the Democrats know that. And again, I think it shows disrespect for the citizens.
Complete. This is a guy that wants you to vote for him for president. What's he going to do to the national budget? Please. He's a wrecker. He's a destroyer. He's not a builder. And he doesn't care as long as he ends up with political power and the ability to spend money, which he's always had all his life, never had a job, not even taken out the trash.
Okay.
And the bottom line here is the people spoke. That's what Prop 50 is trying to do, reverse the people's will. And that's the way it actually is. If you don't believe me, all these documents are available to you. The state government produces them, and they're online. So if you want to read it yourself, be my guest. But it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is the voice of the people that they're trying to reverse. And people need to understand that. I don't want my vote reversed. I read about it. I studied it when it was passed. It's a good idea to have people of both parties and people, non-politicians, drawing the district lines by research in the population and so forth.
Well, we're a little more than a little less than a month away.
Yes, we will. We'll talk soon.
All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Also, the governor, other than the sexual abuse bill, he has signed the, we are the first state in the country to ban ultra-processed foods from school meals, aiming to transform how children eat on campus by 2035. Mr. Garcia, I'm calling you into the conversation here.
Oh, boy.
As I recall, and you probably don't remember because you're just the Obama administration, when Michelle Mybelle, the first lady, they nationwide push to get more vegetables and all those type of things into the school cafeteria. You don't remember that, do you?
Not particularly. I was a little young during the Obama administration.
Okay. So, but after that, now, so what would be the, when you were going, what would be available for you to eat on campus?
It depends on what we're talking about, elementary school, middle school, or high school. They are very different, I will point out. So which one are you most curious about?
Well, maybe we'll go step by step, because when you are younger, you can then perhaps maybe train somebody to eat correctly, whatever that means. So let's start with your youngest recall.
Okay, so I was, if we're talking about the Obamas, by the way, I was in fifth grade when Obama was elected, for clarity. And I remember school lunches in the cafeteria in elementary school usually had some kind of milk available, and there was some sort of like main thing to the dish. It was probably like, let's see. Oh, this is a little bit difficult.
Sloppy Joe's?
Yeah, let's say like Sloppy Joe's, something like that, very cheaply made hamburgers, or, you know, like a school-made pizza, those kinds of things. And then there was probably some kind of like fruit cup as well available for us, and maybe a little bit of a snack.
So that was it. Those were daily. You didn't go up on every day, and there was a choice like a menu at a restaurant.
Yeah, it was daily. Every day there was something different decided, but it usually rotated. So there was probably, let's say, about 30-ish or so main things that would be available, and they would just choose one for a day, and that's like the main thing that you get when you go into the lunch line. And they just cycle through all those things. Like, I remember every day, every year, whenever it was Thanksgiving or Christmas time, it'd be turkey and gravy before we were headed out. And by golly, I loved it.
Okay. All right.
We fast forward to middle school and high school, though. And that's when things get a lot different, because in middle school and high school, there wasn't we didn't like go to the lunch line with a tray and get served all this food unless you were on a low income. This is where the, I guess snack shacks like popped up. Like, you go in a line with actual cash and you pay for something, usually in the form of, let's say, pizza again, or maybe like a thing of cup noodles or a chicken sandwich or some other kinds of snacks they had available.
They have chips and things like that?
Yeah, chips, potato chips, Pop-Tarts, Rice Krispie Treat.
Okay. All right. Well, we're running out of time, so we may get back to this, but we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Slocog's final workshop in the North County for the Local Roads First Initiative will be held tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Live Oak Room at Centennial Park. Local Roads First is a half-cent sales tax Slocog is seeking to put on the 2026 ballot. The workshop will provide information on the proposed measure and gather feedback from attendees. Pass Rebels Main Street Association announced there will be a celebration of life held Tuesday, October 14th at 8 a.m. at the Pass Rebels District Cemetery Rose Chapel for Carolyn Dildine. Carolyn passed away peacefully in her home August 24th. She was an active volunteer for Main Street for over 20 years, helping to set up and organize events and displays. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional, FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Israel and Hamas agreeing to the first phase of a ceasefire deal to end the war in Gaza. President Trump making the announcement Wednesday says it'll include the release of 20 Israeli hostages and dozens of Palestinian prisoners. Families of the hostages releasing a video in Washington, D.C., reacting to the news.
Thank you, President Trump, for your courage. Thank you, the Trump administration, for doing everything you can to bring them home. Let's do it.
The president telling Fox's Hannity the hostages will reunite with their families as soon as next week.
The big thing is hostages are going to be released. It's probably our time would be probably Monday.
National Guard troops have begun protecting federal property in the Chicago area amid increasing anti-ICE protests. And the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-2 in Game 4 to reach their first ALCS since 2016. America's listening to Fox News.
Little darling, here comes the sun. Yep, it's that time again, and you'll be splashing around in your pool. Are you ready? Stop by Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero and stock up on premium pool care products from BioGuard to properly maintain your pool the quick and easy way. Choose from convenient, easy-to-use pool care systems or a host of individual products and accessories to get that sparkling, clear pool water you love. Visit Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero for advice and all the BioGuard products you need, little darling.
8.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Four possible elimination games in baseball's division series on Wednesday, but only one team advanced. The Blue Jays are on their way to the American League Championship Series. For the first time since 2016, they beat the Yankees 5-2 to win that series 3-1. Nathan Lucas drove in a pair, and manager John Schneider used 8 different bullpen arms to hold New York at arm's length.
I've said it to you guys once, I've said it a million times, they're really good at turning the page to the next thing that's important. Just happy for everyone that was involved and kind of fitting that it took everyone to win today.
The AL Championship Series will open in Toronto on Sunday. The other ALDS is going the distance. The Tigers erased a 3-0 deficit and sank the Mariners 9-3 to force a decisive Game 5 Friday in Seattle. Javier Baez homered and drove in 4. National League, the Cubs stayed alive with a 4-3 win over the Brewers. Getting all of their runs in the first inning, Michael Busch hit his second leadoff homer of the series. Game 4 at Wrigley Field tonight, Brewers still up 2-1. And the Phillies staved off elimination, beating the Dodgers 8-2. Kyle Schwarber's home run sparked a 3-run fourth inning. Manager Rob Thompson.
I think the Schwarber home run just sort of woke everybody up and got a lot of energy going in the dugout.
Schwarber and JT Realmuto each went deep in a 5-run eighth. Game 4 in the sunshine today at Dodger Stadium. The road team has won every game in that series so far. Hockey wins for the Maple Leafs, Bruins, Flames, and Kings. NFL Week 6 begins tonight with the Eagles at the Giants. That's Thursday Sports.
And we have our NFL Sunday starting at 9:30. It'll be the Cowboys and the Panthers, and in the Raiders and Titans, followed by the Lions and the Chiefs. All here on KPRL Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They are locally family-owned and operated. All right. Abundant sunshine today, it says. Mid-70s. A few passing clouds. Overnight lows right around 50. Excuse me. Clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Friday. Caught it in time. High should be in the upper 70. Now for your Pioneer Day Saturday, beautiful, mid-70s, upper 70s Sunday. Mostly cloudy on Monday, upper 60s Tuesday. We're now at a 75 to 80% chance of rain. Highs in the low 60s, maybe some AM showers on Wednesday, upper 60s a week from today, low 70s. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7:05 a.m., 6:36 p.m. We are at 43 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety at Atascadero. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. The Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. All right, there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert, but Let's see here. I've got choice of two things here, Chris. All right, let's go with this one.
Is it the dumber one?
Yeah, this is the dumber of the two dumb ones.
Good, good.
Okay, before the invention of modern false teeth, dentures were commonly made from the teeth of what?
I didn't know they were made from the teeth of something else. I thought it would be wood or something like that, because I thought George Washington had a bunch of wood teeth.
Supposedly.
Allegedly, yes. Let's go with, what's even small enough? You know what? This is going to sound exceptionally cruel, but baby teeth.
No, says here, before the invention of modern teeth, dentures were commonly made from the teeth of dead soldiers.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of...
grim.
It is grim. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday. If you lose one or find one, we already did that. Uncle Ed's Outfitters, visit them. TascaderoGunShop.com. All right, 4 minutes away from 7, KPRL. Trivia. Brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course, the One Niner Diner at the airport. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, now this is the a deliberately dumb trivia question. Okay, so we're dumb. This, if you can give me the name or even the device, okay? This device was patented by this person on this day in 1855. Now, here is my fabulous and legendary hint. He kept us in stitches for years. What am I or who am I referring to? What am I or who am I referring to? Okay, it was on this day in 1855, and this person or this thing has been keeping us in stitches for many years. What do you think it is? This is the first one.
I dropped my pen one moment.
This is the first one I saw this morning when I came in. I said, you know, this is going to be dumb because I was trying to think of a trivia question. And I thought, well, okay, I really don't feel like searching too much. Yep, you got it right.
Good hint.
You got it right. Okay, so I thought, I'm going to be lazy today and use this one. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Singer.
Isaac Singer and the Singer sewing machine. Yes, indeed, sir. Is there a sewing machine in your household?
Oh, yeah. My wife's got a fancy one.
Oh, really? Okay, good for her. Yeah. Good for her. I think Linda has an old one that, you know, those things, remember the old ones? They weighed like 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I remember my mom had one. It was like, yeah, super heavy.
Yeah, it was. My mom, too. And so, all right, sir, well done. May I have your name, please?
Chris Anderson.
Chris Anderson. All right, Chris, we have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy your day.
All right, you guys. Have a good day.
All right, bye. Chris, have you ever seen a sewing machine in use?
Yes, my sister owned one when we were younger.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep.
That's good. All right, well, we're done for this hour. Isaac Singer.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Vote-by-mail ballots have been sent out to registered voters throughout San Luis Obispo County for the upcoming special election on November 4th. Votes will decide yes or no on Prop 50. Prop 50 authorizes temporary changes to congressional district maps through 2030 in response to the partisan redistricting in Texas. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be one-way traffic control for a section of Highway 1 in Oceano near Paso Robles Street. The traffic control will start Monday, October 13th, and last through Friday, October 17th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Well, apparently Mr. Singer helped a lot of ladies learn how to sew. He fathered 26 children by 5 different women. And by the time he passed away in 1875, he was worth $13 million. Think about that. And of his living children and wives and so forth, let's see here. One of his sons only received $500 of the $13 million. That was in 1875. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They're there for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.